Today, you'll learn the 8 powerful brand communication tips that you need to create a strategy that gets you remembered, that gets you heard, and actually has people starting to do what you're asking them to do, whether it's engage or buy from you, etc. So tune in. We're going to cover all 8 today. Welcome to Emma Gibbons Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does 3 incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. 2, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And 3, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. You're in the right place for today's video if this resonates with you. You've done a launch recently and it fell flat. You didn't make as many sales as you needed to. Maybe you didn't make any. That is okay. It's not your fault. We're going to talk about how to fix it. Other reasons that you might want to listen to this episode are that you're working twice as hard for half the results that you used to. Suddenly it feels like when you put a call out there that you've got a spot open, it's not being filled as fast. Or maybe you didn't get filled at all. That you're putting out just as much, if not more content than ever. Maybe you're sitting down and filming yourself on TikTok or doing reels and feel exhausted. And yet things aren't really happening. Are you sure that this is actually creating more money in your business, for example? You also might be a little bit newer and you've taken a class on how to DIY your brand communication strategy, your brand messaging, your copywriting, and it's kind of fluff. Like all that's really in there is the ideal customer avatar exercise, which is tiring. Like I don't need to worry anymore about my ideal person's favorite restaurant and what her name is and how many kids she has if this is not going to make me more money than the first time I did it. Which says a couple of things. One, they're probably doing that exercise wrong. And 2, that there's so much more that goes into brand communication than that. And you're already going to get more in today's episode for free on YouTube than you probably got in that paid for class. I'm sorry. It's just the way I've seen it. And the key is those things that you've been doing them because it's what you knew best. It's what people taught. But now to get you where you actually want to go, we have to change what you're doing. You have to have a strategy in place that is results-oriented. Repeating those things just harder or more is not going to get you the same results as working intentionally with a strategy that is custom to you, that will get you the success that you want. So let's start there. Step 1 is to define your goals. When making your communication plan, you want to make sure you know exactly what the goal of the plan is. Is it to make more sales? Is it to have more recurring customers? Is it to handle a PR crisis or nightmare? It could also be to change the perception of your brand, maybe from a Gen Z brand to an older millennial or zennial brand. Maybe it's from kind of flaky to trustworthy. Could also be from cheap to expensive or brick and mortar only to having a really robust online shop. So this step in some ways is simple. Just make sure you know what your goal or maybe 2 goals are, that they're clearly defined, so then you can build the rest of your communication strategy around it. Oftentimes, people skip this step and it shows. Step 2, outline how you will know that you've achieved those goals before you start putting in all the effort. That way, every single action will be worthwhile. So for example, if your goal was to get more repeat customers, figure out how you're going to know that that has happened. So one thing could be if you use a platform like Stripe, for example, you can look at your monthly recurring revenue and whether you see a percentage increase. Your accountant can also handle outlining this for you. If you have a CFO or you just have a really involved accountant, they'll be able to give you reports like this to let you know that the amount of recurring revenue that's coming in is going up. You can get super specific too, and you might want to hit a specific number. Other ways you might define this as successful are simply if the number of times you see the same customer in your shop increases. It could literally be as simple as you have a pen and paper beside you, and when you see someone come in maybe 3 times a week now for their favorite latte, whereas you probably only saw them once or twice before, you barely recognize them, make a note of it. Actually, be able to tell yourself with some facts, with some data, that this is working for you, even if it's as simple as a pen and paper. You might also check that the average spend per customer is increasing, because that could be an indication that they are buying over and over and over again. I don't think it's maybe as good of a fit as monthly recurring revenue, but I think it's a great stat to track. Anyway, let's use another example. Let's say that your goal was to handle a PR crisis. So some ways you could know that this is successful are to keep track of the amount of comments that are coming in. Is the response to them overall, to your initial message overall positive? Is the narrative in them changing? If articles have been published about it, are those articles changing their narratives? Or are you just seeing less articles? What is the goal there? How are you going to know it's been successful? Number three, know the target audience of your message. And I'm not about to tell you to do the ideal customer avatar exercise again. I am simply going to tell you to learn about their level of awareness. Now, this is something that I teach about. There is a whole YouTube video and podcast episode on the levels of awareness. But the key is to have someone be able to look at your business, to look at the market research that you've done, to see who your existing people are, and to be able to tell you the vast majority of your people are no longer a level two. And that is why you're not making sales like you used to. They're now at level four, for example, because the tactics you use to get someone from level two to level three, or level four to level five, which is raving fan status, are very, very different, because they're starting at a different place in their journey with you, their relationship with you, and their psychological readiness. And we want to keep them moving up towards raving fan status no matter where they started. But the problem is oftentimes, because we don't even know the levels of awareness exist, we are not using tactics that match their step. We are using the same old thing. So for example, if you were taught to use pain points and drive them home, yes, pain points are important and they work, and you might use them in specific ways at all levels, it really works best with people who are level two. They know that there's a problem. So make it super clear that you reflect it. I see that you have a problem. I get it. You can trust me because I know it. And I can start to introduce you to the next level, which is, and there's a solution. But at level four, they're not stuck in the problem anymore. They already know that you have a really great solution. Maybe they've even bought from you, and now we just want them to go to level five, which is where they are raving fans, repeat buyers, easy to sell. So the tactics you're going to use are very different there. You're not going to be driving in those pain points like you always used to. And that could explain why what you used to do isn't working as well now that you're more established, especially. So knowing the levels of awareness, knowing your target audience in that way will allow you to achieve your goals. And that is true as well with handling things like PR crises. If you know your people super, super well, you know where they're at psychologically, you can handle these situations with a lot more grace, with a lot more success. Four, pick your channels for communicating your message. It should always include your website. As a branded website copywriter, that's like my main niche, I feel very strongly about this. You want to have that home that you control, that you create an environment in for them. But whatever channels you pick, make sure they are intentional. Based on everything that you've done so far, you figured out your goals, how you'll define them, you got specific on who your people are. Where are they? Make sure you're using that channel. Will SMS be way more likely to be seen than expecting them to log into their Facebook account that they kind of don't use so much anymore, except maybe to join groups? Make sure that you're using SMS then. Make sure that you have chosen your channels before you start to craft your message. That way it matches the format. It matches the length, even down to that kind of detail. Be really mindful about it. It could be press releases too. It doesn't have to just be Instagram versus Facebook. I mean all the ways you can get your message out there, your communication, brand communication strategy out there. Number five, brand messaging. So take all those things that you have figured out and craft some core brand messages for your business. Now, most successful entrepreneurs are really busy and they're probably not going to have the time to do that all on their own. So that is where I come in. That's why I specialize in branded copywriting. It's the brand messaging piece of it. So at Emma Givens Content and Copy, we actually have something called the Brand Messaging Bible, which is where we put all of your core brand messaging into really easy to take out and use and to hand as an onboarding tool to your new employee, super easy to hand to your Facebook ads person so they sound like you the first time they write something. It is the holy grail of your brand communication strategy, of your unique marketing and sales messaging. So in there, we literally have things like your vision statement. Take it, pop it on your website. We have things like the anecdote that you'll want to use to make sure someone understands what exactly you mean by relationship coach, for example. What's your definition of that? Okay, grab it, pop it on the website. It has things like the checklist that that Facebook ads person can use to say, oh, yep, exactly. Those are the words that they'd use. Yes, they'd use that kind of grammar. Yes, yes, yes. So that you can take a look at it and say, good job. It sounds like me. Post it. It saves you so much time and effort. And it is compiled. The way that your visual branding guide is probably compiled, where you have things like all the variations on your logo, when you use them, your hex codes. This is the beautiful, in-depth complement to that, so that you have, yeah, visually this is the experience I want to create, but this is the emotional, the psychological experience I want to create. So you have done for you copy in a lot of this brand messaging bible that you and your whole team can use to create that epic experience and to communicate really clear stories. So I highly recommend that you check it out, learn more about the brand messaging bible, take a look at everything that's included in it and why it matters. It'll give you ideas. And if you're at that point of success where you're busy and you want to do it right the first time, then consider booking in with me. It's me who does them. Yes, we're a small team, but I still am that expert in the brand messaging bible. So check it out in the link in the description box below on YouTube or in the show notes on the podcast. All right, now that you have your core brand messaging in place, step 6 is to start communicating, finally. So like I said, if you've done something like the brand messaging bible, take out the chunks and use them. You don't have to do much to them. You've built up this bank of stories. You've built up these phrases that are your go-tos. You know exactly what anecdotes to use in which situations. So it's going to make your life a whole lot easier. But the key here is that because you started with defining your brand messaging and building it out for yourself, when you go to communicate across platforms, so let's say your main channels are press releases, your website, SMS, and Instagram, you'll be able to make sure all of that messaging is consistent across the board. So no matter where someone finds you, when they take the next step to learn more about you, you're familiar to them. It feels aligned. It feels true. And you're making sure that you're just as effective on SMS as you are in that press release. A key piece of the success of a brand communication strategy is consistency. People want to know that, yes, this is what I go to them for, and this is why I trust them as the experts. They are the top of mind when I want this kind of support or solution or product. That can really only happen through consistency. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, which is why things like the brand messaging bible should work for you for years without changing. In fact, if you try to change them too early, you're going to see that same dip in sales that you're seeing possibly right now. When you have that clearly defined messaging strategy that's done right the first time, you should continue to see it work for you as a team member, basically 24/7, because it's on your website, it's on your social media, time and time again, for years to come. Step 7 is to practice using that core brand messaging and your core stories when you actually speak to people verbally too. It's going to make it way easier for you to, again, appear consistent across the board and to have a lot of confidence that you know exactly what makes you unique, and you can say it at a moment's notice. You can say it when you're at a networking group and you have a 60-second pitch. You can say it at a podcast interview. You can even use strong messaging at a moment's notice in a sales call when someone's asking for more details or when you have to give a little bit of background so that they can continue the conversation with you. You're going to be speaking to people throughout your time as a business owner. You already are. You know it. So having that messaging deep in your mind by just being sure to use it, by referencing something like your brand messaging bible, that's part of what makes it so handy. Just take a peek at it. Use it. Use it verbally as much as you do in writing. 8 is in some ways the easiest step, because a long time ago, you figured out how you would define success, right? Was it monthly recurring revenue, for example? Was it the number of articles slowing down about your PR crisis? Well, now, after you've implemented, check those results. Look at whether you are seeing the percentage that you want, the number that you want, those concrete KPIs. Are they happening? If so, this is successful. So I put a lot into these 8 parts of a brand communication strategy that works. So tell me in the comments below, which of these is new for you? Step 1 all the way through step 8. And we talked a lot about the Brand Messaging Bible today because of the fact that I know it works. And that's why I definitely invite you to learn more about it. There's a whole breakdown on the page that we have a link for it in the description box on YouTube, in the show notes on the podcast. There's a whole breakdown of what's included. So take a look, see what's missing in your own plan. You can give it a try, or you can have me do it right for you the very first time. Once we book in the time that I speak with you, which we call the Brand Messaging Experience, it's part of the Brand Messaging Bible, then within a week, you have your Brand Messaging Bible. Done for you fast, done for you right. So I would love to create yours for you. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Emma Givens Content and Coffee. I will see you next week for the next episode on the podcast. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.